local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
It is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you here. Hour number two on a Friday. That's our favorite day of the week. I'm sure it is yours as well. Hope you had a wonderful work week and have awesome weekend plans. My awesome weekend plans involve doing as little as humanly possible and just taking it easy and not having to stress about the weather, which the weather looks really good for the weekend.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about that. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Always appreciate your texts, your traffic tips, news tips, and just interacting with us, as we love getting the feedback, love getting the text, and regurgitating them on the air. 512 here at News Radio. We start with our top three stories, and still dominating the news headlines here in the aftermath of the Titanic submersible viewing is questions being raised over the death of the five people, including the Discovery Channel's Josh Gates. He hosts Expedition Unknown, and he has taken a dive in the Titan vessel not too long ago, said he would not go on a second trip because of safety concerns even before the mishap.
It's also possible to have real questions about his own calculations of risk and the way in which he calculated risk for people that he was taking down in this sub.
Speaking about OceanGate CEO Stockton Rush, who was one of the five people on board there. There are mounting reports of previous safety concerns, mechanical problems, and an alleged disregard for regulatory processes.
And speaking of the Titan sub, the Navy says that a top secret military acoustic detection system heard what they suspected was an implosion. The Navy began listening for the Titan almost as soon as the submersible lost communication with the mothership on the surface. Shortly after its disappearance on Sunday, the system did detect what was likely the sound of an implosion.
And the Ohio father accused of executing his three young sons, pleading not guilty in Claremont County Court today. Chad Dorman was arraigned.
The second child shot was a 7-year-old who fled the residence, ran some 300 feet from the residence, and was gunned down from behind.
The prosecution calling for the death penalty if Dorman is convicted, which would be the first death penalty eligible case in the county in 30 years. Local headlines here. We heard from Tanner Stewart in the 4 o'clock hour. He was out at the offices of Dr. Elaine Sharp in Gulf Breeze. The Department of Health reports the years of knowingly prescribing patients with unneeded pain medicines. Allegedly, Channel 3 caught up with a pharmacist at the Gulf Breeze apothecary, Rick Wilhoit, who says that many local pharmacies have refused to fill prescriptions from her office for several years now.
I had a pharmacy way over in Alabama calling me about a prescription that they were trying to fill, a pain prescription. And she's like, you know, we're just kind of making sure, like, is there some, you know, we're trying to figure out why they'd be coming over here to do it. And you don't have to tell me details, but I'm like, yeah, none of us filled the prescriptions.
And according to the health department report, one of Sharp's patients died of an opioid overdose. Sharp is an OBGYN and addiction medicine specialist. She allegedly went to great lengths to avoid being caught. The report says she dealt in cash and required new patients to be referred by existing patients. More local headlines after check of the roads and first warning weather.
Well, our roads are looking good right now with nothing to slow you down this Friday afternoon. If you do see something causing delays, you see an accident, have some details, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. For weather, as Joe was mentioning, we're looking great this afternoon as well as getting into the weekend. We have a slight chance of rain for tomorrow, but just 20% with a high of 89. For tonight, 10% chance of rain throughout the evening with a low of 72. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs.
Thank you very much. Continuing with some local headlines here, the Florida Commission on Offender Review is continuing the presumptive parole date of the Pensacola man who brutally killed his 15-year-old girlfriend back in 1991. 49-year-old Sean Esty is serving a life sentence for killing Lauren Ramsey. He was 18 at the time, attending UWF. The state opted to continue his presumptive parole date of January of 2059. Tropical Storm Cindy getting a little stronger. Here's our Steve Taylor with more.
According to the National Hurricane Center, the storm has maximum sustained winds of 50 miles an hour. Cindy's located in the central Atlantic and is not expected to impact Florida or any other landmass. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Brett's top winds are down to 60 miles an hour as it moves west over the eastern Caribbean. Brett is expected to fall apart over the central Caribbean by Sunday.
Thank you very much, Steve. On to state headlines now, where in Tallahassee, police say that two men were found dead in a McDonald's parking lot yesterday afternoon. This after several individuals were apparently arguing at nearby basketball courts, and it continued at the McDonald's across the street. Trenton Tompkins allegedly pulled out a gun and shot one of them and then turned towards a juvenile. That juvenile, fearing for his life, then reportedly shot Tompkins, and that juvenile is now charged with possession of a firearm by a delinquent.
Scott Peterson's defense is painting a picture of chaos on the campus of Stoneman Douglas High School. The school resource officer from a nearby school who rushed to the campus on that day says that he heard multiple shots when he arrived and didn't know where the gunman was. He also said that his radio wasn't working properly and blames Broward Sheriff's Office and Coral Springs Police for not communicating better with each other.
A federal judge in Florida blocking the state's new anti-drag show law. The judge granted a preliminary injunction after a drag-themed restaurant in Orlando filed a lawsuit against the state over the law. The judge said the law is redundant and is, quote, specifically designed to suppress the speech of drag queen performers.
And FDOT says that so far this year, over $190 million have gone back into the pockets of Floridians thanks to the statewide toll relief program. In May, just over $40 million were posted to the 1 million consumer accounts. The year-long program gives SunPass users with at least 35 monthly toll transactions a 50% credit to their account each month.
And could we see another Florida Republican entering the 2024 presidential race? According to the New York Times, Senator Rick Scott is considering a run for the White House. However, an advisor to Scott, though, says that he's only focused on re-election to the Senate. If he were to run for president, he would be the fourth Floridian in the primary with Donald Trump, Governor DeSantis, and Miami Mayor Francis Suarez. 519 right now. We'll take a break, come back with a look at our national headlines here. It's Pensacola right now on a Friday on News Radio 92.3.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled Strength for Life program to tell you that Northstone Baptist Church in Northwest Pensacola is hosting an activity specifically for teens this Saturday, June 24, from 2 to 4:30 p.m. Because it's summer, it has to be a water activity. And with the help of the Pensacola Fire Department and our 11 acres, that's exactly what it will be. We'll have a mud pit to throw other people into, and more water balloons than the population of Northwest Florida. Expect to leave soaked, expect fierce team competition, and expect to have a lot of fun. Our address is 2550 West 9 Mile Road. The activity is open to everyone, from rising 7th graders through high school students who have just graduated. Come join us this Saturday from 2 to 4:30 at Northstone Baptist Church. For more information about the church, visit northstonebaptist.org. For more information about our weekly Strength for Life programs, videos, and other media, visit strengthforlife.church or our YouTube channel, Strength for Life Pensacola.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
It's News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on a Friday. Happy Friday. Hope you are just excited as we are to make it through this week and get to the weekend. Always feel free to call or text in your thoughts, opinions, questions to 850-437-1620. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to our national headlines. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. We do have some slowdowns on Mobile Highway. That's going to be in between Fairfield Drive and New Warrington Spur if you're heading northbound where Highway 90 starts to head north. So don't have any reports of an accident there, but just keep that in mind. You're probably going to see a patch of traffic there. If you see anything else on the roads, always feel free to call the traffic line. And we are excited for the weekend because it's supposed to be pretty nice. Mm-hmm. We have 20% chance of rain for Saturday with a high of 89. And tonight we only have a 10% chance of rain with mostly clear skies and a low of 72. It's 89 in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze. And I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. So looking at some national headlines here, a pretty interesting one out of Russia here just within the last hour or so is there are reports that roadblocks are being put up in and around Moscow after a Russian mercenary boss claimed that Russia attacked his troops. The head of the Wagner mercenary group said a huge number of his troops fighting in Ukraine were killed by Russian forces and that he is now threatening a rebellion against Russia.
And in Pennsylvania, Interstate 95 in Philadelphia is back open as of today. Pennsylvania's Department of Transportation says that 6 temporary lanes are open, and the highway has been closed for nearly 2 weeks after a fiery tanker crash caused a partial collapse.
Canadians won't be able to share content on Facebook and Instagram anymore because of a new law that requires the platforms to pay news outlets for shared stories. Meta announced yesterday it would follow through with plans to block the platform, saying content from news outlets will no longer be available to those using the platforms in Canada. And here in the U.S., California is considering a similar bill.
Weird.
Pretty interesting, actually. I mean, you know, we obviously work for a news organization, yeah. But I mean, anytime you share something on Facebook from a news organization would require us getting paid for that. I mean, as working for a news organization is like, oh, that sounds awesome. But as somebody who is just habitually doing that.
Because I share a bunch. Yeah. So I share news radio stuff. So I'd be paying us. also, former Vice President Mike Pence is calling for a federal 15-week abortion ban as the U.S. marks 1 year since Roe v. Wade. The 2024 presidential candidate spoke today at the Faith and Freedom Conference in Washington, D.C. He says that every Republican candidate for president should support an abortion ban at a federal level.
The Supreme Court did rule in favor of a Biden administration immigration policy. The policy says DHS should focus on arresting recent border crossers and immigrants who pose a threat to public safety rather than millions of non-citizens who have been in the U.S. for years. The guidelines were challenged by Texas, Louisiana, and several other Republican-led states who said the policy violates federal law.
And even though the Supreme Court did rule in favor of that immigration policy, the Supreme Court has yet to receive a pair of majority decisions for this term. Justice has still not handed down rulings on the cases involving the affirmation action and President Biden's student loan relief plan. The Supreme Court is expected to announce more decisions on Tuesday morning.
And in the world of sports tonight, three local games here at 5:40, the Atlanta Braves and the Reds. They're in Cincinnati there. The Rays are playing the Royals, and the Marlins and Pirates are playing at 5:40 as well. That one on Apple TV+. The Cubs and the Cardinals are headed overseas as they are playing in the London series. Games both tomorrow and Sunday. This is the first London series since the New York Yankees and Red Sox made the trip back in 2019. So maybe Andrew, if he's listening, he can chime in and let us know if we want to put a steak dinner on it or so. As he and I have been going at it for many years over my beloved Cubs and his Cardinals. Cardinals just absolutely terrible this season, by the way. So Cubs not much better, but we are better than the Cardinals. College Baseball World Series, it's an SEC versus SEC matchup. If you've gotten used to that in football, it's happening in baseball as LSU beat Wake Forest 2-0 last night, setting up a showdown with the Florida Gators. Game 1 of the series will be tomorrow night at 6 on ESPN, and Game 2 will be Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m., and if the Game 3 is necessary, that would be Monday at 6 o'clock there. So, a lot going on in the world of sports. Oh, by the way, the NBA, busy week as they dominate the headlines in sports. Really, the week of the draft, Victor Wembanyama, who I'm very excited to see, he got drafted first by the Spurs. Brandon Miller out of Alabama, he went to the Charlotte Hornets. And Scoot Henderson from the G League went third to the Portland Trail Blazers. So NBA fans now looking ahead to Summer League and the first chance really for American sports fans to get a look at Victor Wembanyama, who they are calling, if not the best prospect of all time, certainly the best prospect since LeBron James. 5:30 now, Fox News Update is followed by Your Money Now, which is brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
I'm John Saucier. A number of Republican presidential candidates are speaking at the Faith and Freedom Coalition Summit right before the one-year anniversary of the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he's not going to apologize for his positions.
One of the biggest reasons the press said I couldn't win was because I ran as what I am, an unabashedly pro-life Republican.
Abortion rights could be a hot topic in the upcoming presidential election. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre urging Congress to support these rights.
The only way to ensure women in every state have access to abortion is for Congress to pass a law restoring the protections of Roe.
President Biden is expected to sign an order seeking to protect birth control access. He's getting support now from Planned Parenthood Action Fund, among other groups, for his reelection campaign. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. India represents a huge opportunity for Apple. That's the opinion of the tech giant CEO, Tim Cook, who spent some time with India's prime minister at the White House this afternoon. Cook and other tech CEOs, including Microsoft's Satya Nadella and OpenAI's Sam Altman, discussed opportunities and challenges in investing in India. Cook hinted at continued expansion in India by Apple beyond the two new retail stores it opened there earlier this year. Southwest Airlines has reached a tentative agreement with the union representing its mechanics, aircraft inspectors, and maintenance controllers, some 2,800 employees in total. The pact is subject to a vote by the impacted workers. Negotiations for new contracts between Southwest and the unions representing its pilots and flight attendants are still pending. Stocks closed out a losing week on a down note today. The S&P 500 eased 33 points. The Dow Industrials slid 219. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite dropped 138. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies, for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z Sleep plus next day energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute. Marcus Smart was a cornerstone of a Celtics team that reached the Eastern Conference Finals five times. And yet, they gave him up for an oft-injured big man, Kristaps Porzingis. Boston is a smart team. A move like this might seem risky, but when you look at the NBA landscape, it makes sense. The Nuggets won the title in part because they were bigger than everyone. Contenders have to add size or they don't have a chance. Big men have been out of style in the NBA for some time. Perhaps Nikola Jokic might have changed that. The Celtics seem to be thinking big, and they're probably not alone. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Privacy policy in terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop. Opt out.
Hey guys, you hear that? That's the sound of you doing nothing about your hair loss. And the longer you let this go, the worse your hair loss will get. What are you waiting for? Right now is the time to take action. And Bosley, America's number one hair restoration experts, can give you your real hair back permanently. You heard that right. You can get your real hair back permanently. All you have to do is send them a text, and they'll send you an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card. So text the word FULL to 200-300 right now, and let Bosley show you for free just how good your hair could look. Bosley has been giving men their hair back permanently for nearly 50 years. These guys are stone-cold experts, way ahead of the curve with the latest hair restoration technology. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. You are going to love what they'll do for your hair. So don't wait another day. Text FULL to 200-300 right now for your free information kit and a $250 off gift card. Text the word FULL to 200-300. Text FULL to 200-300 now.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Friday, it's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Joe and Gracie on Pensacola right now. Hope you're enjoying your Friday afternoon and getting ready for an awesome weekend. Looks like the weather should be pretty nice, which is a good change of pace from last weekend. So right now we are seeing, we're going to get a quick look at the roads. We're not seeing any slowdowns on I-10 or I-110, but we are still having delays in between Fairfield Drive and New Warrington Spur on Mobile Highway. This is going to be due to an accident. So just keep that in mind and expect some delays as you are moving towards heading northbound on Mobile Highway. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111 for weather. We are going to get an update from WEAR.
As far as the weather goes, we are expecting a typical June weekend. Not bad at all. Of course, there's that chance a shower or storm pops up. That rain chance runs at about 20 to 30% and is a little more likely for the inland areas than along the immediate coast. We'll have plenty of sunshine to heat temperatures up into the upper 80s to low 90s this weekend, and overnight lows will fall down into the 70s. Enjoy it. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. We do have a 10% chance of rain for this evening, but right now, News Radio ThreatNet radar is looking good rain-wise. It is 89 in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze with mostly cloudy skies. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. And continuing with a look at our health, business, and science notes today, I do have a couple of recalls to tell you about. The first, over 7 million Baby Shark bath toys are being recalled. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the Pink Frog brand Baby Shark Sing and Swim bath toys have hard plastic top fins that pose a risk of impalement, lacerations, and punctures. The manufacturing company has received 12 reports of kids being injured by falling or sitting on the full-size bath toys.
So not only is Baby Shark annoying,
it hurts, apparently.
It hurts, yeah.
It can endanger your kids' lives.
Yeah. In other recalls, bags of frozen fruit sold at Walmart are being recalled because of the possible listeria contamination. The FDA says this week announced that the voluntary recall of several fruit products, including Great Value 16-ounce bags of cherries, also being recalled are bags of fruit from Whole Food brands. That's going to be the 365 organic brand.
Twitter CEO Elon Musk says the words cis and cisgender will now be considered slurs on the social media platform. Musk made the announcement this week in response to a tweet by a man who expresses anti-trans viewpoints and says he's been harassed and called cis. Cisgender describes a person who identifies with the gender that matches their biological sex at birth.
CDC says that e-cigarette uses are surging. A new study by health agency says that e-cigarette sales shot up more than 46% since January 2020 to December of 2022. The CDC Mortality and Mortality Weekly Report shows that e-cigarette sales went from $15.5 million to $22.7 million over the past 2 years.
Workers at more than 150 Starbucks locations are expected to strike over the next week over union claims the company is not allowing Pride Month decorations. Starbucks Workers United says more stores are voting on strike authorizations and the number of locations could reach nearly 200. Starbucks disputes the claims, arguing it encourages stores to celebrate Pride Month in June. Yes, you encourage them to celebrate, but do you encourage them to decorate? Seems to be the point of contention the stores are making.
Yeah, I'll see. Let's see if they do every other decorate for every other month too. So, last business and health headlines. A new report shows Americans are looking to move out on their own, or almost doubling the availability in 2021. About 8 million individuals or families who lived in someone else's house in 2021, compared to 3.7 homes in rent or sales. That's according to Zillow.
And pop culture notes today. I heard this morning on Andrew's show, and it's awesome. News from Maury Povich.
When it comes to one-year-old destiny, Caesar, you are not the
father. Oh, we all love the reveals there on the Maury Povich show. Well, now he's coming out with his own at-home paternity test. The daytime host, of course, famous for announcing the results of the test and the iconic phrase that you heard there. The DNA paternity test called The Results Are In, which includes instructions on how to take a DNA sample and send it into a lab.
And hundreds of millions of dollars are on the line for the two big lottery games. With no recent winner, the top prizes in the jackpot for tonight's Mega Million drawing stands at $320 million. Powerball says that there has not hit. The Powerball has also not been hit in months, and the jackpot in tomorrow's night drawing is now at $427 million.
Let's see. The armorer for the set of Rust is facing new charges related to the accidental death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed is now being charged with tampering with evidence after prosecutors claim she transferred narcotics to someone the day of Hutchins' death in 2021. Gutierrez-Reed's lawyer says the accusations are both insulting and totally false.
And for the first time at The Voice, Dan and Shay are going to be judges on The Voice for the spring of season 25. They're going to be the first ever coaching duo in a red double chair. Also, the judges are also going to be Reba McEntire, John Legend, and Chance the Rapper.
So this upset me, and I have not had one of these, but the Popsicle brand announced that the classic SpongeBob Popsicle will no longer have gumball eyes. Instead, small bites of chocolate will replace the Nickelodeon character's ice pop. Fans of the SpongeBob ice popsicle are upset with the change for the nostalgic summer treat. I mean, it is a popsicle, right? Like strawberry or cherry. I mean, it's like a fruity tasting popsicle.
It's the ones that look like SpongeBob's head and the eyes, but I don't know what flavor it is, but I used to get them all the time when I was little. Like they had the Bugs Bunny one. And
Yeah.
But I don't know if the chocolate bites would taste good.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, how can the chocolate taste as good in the popsicle?
Yeah,
it just doesn't.
I don't know.
Fit.
I read somewhere that it's like a thin like layer of it, so it's not like a chocolate chip, like a big chunk, but kind of like it's
cheap
coating. But
yeah.
I'm like, come on, you paid for the gumball all these years. I think you can.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A lot of people. I mean, actually, one of my favorite flavors of ice cream is gumball ice cream. Like I love bubblegum ice cream. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people hear that and they're like, you know, really? It's like, yeah, it's great. It's like the little, not like full-size gumballs, obviously, but like the little, you know, square, not tic-tac types, but like the little square.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so, and it's a really, I love the flavor, but it's like, you know, you just kind of, you know, suck on the ice cream and you get it down to the little gum and then you kind of let it warm up so you don't chip a tooth biting down on it. But yeah
so hopefully I don't know, it's just sad because like that's the one you get as a kid when the ice cream truck comes around. But
yeah, well, you can go to the Sherbert push pops.
Exactly,
those will always be there for us.
First
let's get traffic and weather.
Well, our roads are looking good right now, but we do have some slowdowns on Mobile Highway. This is going to be in between Fairfield and New Warrington Spur due to an accident. Accidents right smack in the middle of these two intersections as you are heading northbound where Highway 90 takes that bend up on Mobile Highway. So expect some slowdowns there. But other than that, we're looking good. And not only are we excited for the weekend just in general, but it's going to be a nice weekend. So it just makes it that much better. Tomorrow, we do have a 20% chance of rain still. That's going to be most likely in the afternoon, but the high is going to be 89. And tonight we only have a 10% chance of rain with a low of 72. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at some wacky stuff going on here, I thought this was a pretty interesting story. A meteorologist in Des Moines is calling it quits after the amount of harassment he's apparently received over his weather reports.
Again, as the planet warms, a lot of these fires are gaining steam and seeing explosive growth because of the warming planet, and we are paying the price in the form of poor air quality across the state.
So this one was during the Canadian wildfires a couple of weeks ago. Chris Gloninger is his name. He would apparently frequently include and interject his thoughts on climate change. He is apparently very passionate about climate change, and so he would often use his weather reports to interject that, like you just heard there. So apparently the farmers in Iowa are fed up with it and call, you know, are now, you want to email a guy or tweet at him and say, hey, man, you know, stop preaching at me. That's fine. He said that he was getting threats and threats to himself and his family.
Oh, God.
Obviously, I don't endorse or condone that. But, you know, these are farmers and, you know, they are, I mean, they've lived through all sorts of weather conditions and, you know, their whole means of survival is, you know, having to do with the weather and all that. So I understand the, you know, kind of, hey, man, read the room,
yeah,
so to speak. Now, I mean, he's been doing this for 18 years, so it's not like he just is the new guy on the block and he's like, hey, the sun's going to kill us all. So, I mean, he's been around for 18 years, but finally he just got fed up with it. And so he's switching careers, going to work in science and study climate change some more. So hopefully without the threats that he's been received. But
I guess
I thought that was interesting.
That is funny. I guess we should just be happy he's not throwing soup on the Mona Lisa or something.
Yeah, yeah, that's
it
true.
Could be worse with that. With that topic. In other wacky and weird headlines, this is not really the great best way to make a love connection, but an armed robbery is took place in Indiana. A man named Damien allegedly held a woman at gunpoint and robbed her of $100. While the gun was still pointed at her, he asked if she had a boyfriend and if she would add him on Facebook. He apparently messaged her later saying that it was a messed up way to meet her, but you was too pretty to rob.
Promised to pay her back, too.
And he promised to pay her back. So he was arrested in a separate robbery last week where he's accused of shooting two people. So I guess it's good that she
I actually did see that. So I actually read that he forced her to add him on Facebook.
With the gun.
She actually responded to him in the message. Apparently saying like, hey, I have a boyfriend. Not like I don't think if she didn't have a boyfriend, she'd be like, hey, yeah, totally. Let's get together. But, you know,
but
just
like a nice response.
So, I mean, a lot more character than I would have had. That's for sure. Speaking of just weird stuff, you know, a lot of corporations, they just don't think things through. And this is a situation of that happening in a Rhode Island Walmart where a fundraiser is being called into question as the Providence Journal says that a black employee at a store in town was placed in a cage asking for bail money as part of a donation drive for the Hasbro Children's Miracle Network. The Black Lives Matter Rhode Island Political Action Committee released a statement demanding Walmart take accountability. You know, I think they probably asked the employee and the employee probably said, oh yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. What probably went along with it. I'm sure the optics weren't great. And that's what the pack is bringing up there. But, you know, just an example of maybe, hey, let's try a different way to raise money instead of having a guy in jail asking for bail money.
Yeah. But,
anyway, 5:50 right now. We'll take a break, come back with a look at our preview in the movie department, as well as finishing the hour with good news. It's a Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek, you'll think you've driven into the future. And the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new, like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
Ready to save on your energy bill? Compass Solar Energy, Northwest Florida's premier solar company, has been locally owned and operated in Pensacola for over 20 years. They want to help you save money on your energy costs, and they offer free quotes for residential and commercial solar packages. They also have a full service department, and full system diagnostics are available, no matter who installed your system. Visit CompassSolar.com for details or find them on Facebook. It's time to start saving on your energy bill with Compass Solar Energy.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
News Radio 92.3, Joe and Gracie with you. About wrapped up with hour number two, but not before we get to some good news and a preview of our movies. And Gracie, we were talking, alluding to this a little bit yesterday, but I found out about a movie coming out that I am all in for.
I think that's going to be awesome.
Apple TV Plus releasing the official trailer for its Beanie Babies movie, The Beanie Bubble.
Ty would tell you he did it all. Which is as crazy as believing stuffed animals are gold.
So this is about the 90s Beanie Babies craze. Actor Zach Galifianakis plays Ty Warner, the founder of Ty Incorporated. The movie follows his journey of becoming a successful toy maker. The Beanie Bubble will be released in select theaters on July 21st and on Apple TV Plus on July 28th.
I think that's going to be awesome. And did you watch the trailer?
I did not watch the trailer.
Zach Galifianakis, He looks like so different.
Really?
He looks like completely changed, but I think he's going to do an awesome job at the role.
I'm so excited. I mean, as somebody who not only lived in the 90s, but was actively involved in the Beanie Baby craze. I mean, I didn't have any high-end expensive ones. There's a lot about like the Princess Di Bear and just all these high-end stuff, but I had a pretty big carton full. My favorite Beanie Baby, being a kid in the 90s and being a sports fan, they made a bull. I forget his name, but it was like a red bull for like the Chicago Bulls. Mm-hmm. And of course, being, you know, big Michael Jordan fan, that was my favorite Beanie Baby. I actually thought about getting one just for nostalgic reasons. They're like, you know, $6 or whatever. But yeah. I'm very much excited for this.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. And a movie that just came out this weekend is actually doing really well. The raunchy comedy No Hard Feelings is off to a fast start at the box office. The filming starring Jennifer Lawrence just made over $2 million thanks to Thursday previews and is projected to make $12 million its opening weekend. The Flash is projected to stay made number one this week and is expected to make between $22 and $25 million. So Jennifer Lawrence hasn't been in a movie in a while. I think she's had a baby
yeah.
a while ago. And so and
this is the one where she's kind of like, recruited to help a guy.
Like date us. Like yeah. Maybe she's getting, I don't know completely, but I think it's like a kind of a nerdy guy that she's supposed to date and make
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, a little raunchy for me. I'm yeah. going to pass on it, but.
It's kind of interesting. You would think, you know, she was in like, I don't know, she's in like some big movies. Like you would think her first movie back from a little bit of a yeah. break would be a little bit more serious or maybe respected, but I think it's supposed to be good. I heard good things about it.
I really liked Silver Linings Playbook with
yeah.
her and Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, that's like the best movie ever. Gonna get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to some good news. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. We still have slowdowns on Mobile Highway, though. That's gonna be if you are heading northbound towards Fairfield Drive in between Fairfield and New Warrington Spur. We do have some slowdowns right where Highway 90 takes that curve on Mobile Highway. If you see something else, give me a call to 850-262-6111 with weather for this evening. We have a low of 72, 10% chance of rain, but clear skies for the most of the evening. And coming up on Saturday, we have a high of 89 and 20% chance of rain. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service. Bobby Likas Auto Service is located on Davis Highway.
I see the still of the Beanie Bubble trailer. That can't be Zach Galifianakis.
No, yeah, he's like clean shaved and like he looks a little slimmer. Like he doesn't look like the hangout,
no.
The hangover guy. Yeah.
Which is all. I mean, I think that, and it's. I mean, you know, he hasn't been, at least from what I've seen, he hasn't been in very many movies. But obviously, The Hangover and Due Date with what's his name, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like the same look, you know, and he does the kind of faux interviews with big name celebrities and
yeah.
political guys. It's the same guy, but no, it's shocking
yeah.
how he looks in that.
Yeah, no, I kind of had to take a double take. Like that guy looks like he looks like he's like his cousin, like his better looking cousin or something.
Yeah. some good news. So I thought this was really interesting. I'm not much of a planter, but I think it's pretty cool though here. Where'd the audio go? I know I have it. Okay, yeah. So a woman in Georgia is celebrating after something she planted in her yard 36 years ago has finally bloomed.
And everybody says, well, that's a landmark, you know. I love the beauty of it, it being unique, different. It's just a mystery all around.
So I am 36, so this was the same. This is older than I am. It was planted back in 1986. And Jackie Flournoy painted a century plant, and it literally overnight sprouted up to 25 feet tall. It takes anywhere between 20 and 40 years for this thing to come up. The plant is native to Mexico, but can grow in the south due to the warm tropical climates.
Wow, yeah. I love that. Awesome. Well, real quick, last good news story. An intern in the Knoxville, Tennessee firefighter crew has deep ties to the unit. They helped O.T. Harris' delivery 18 years ago. He was born in 2005 when his mother called 911 when she was at her mother's house about to give birth. The fire department got there right when the head was visible. And last week, Knoxville Fire Department announced that the 18-year-old had joined the crew as part of an internship program for the summer. So pretty cool story out of Knoxville, Tennessee.
I think he'll be a lifer
yeah.
in the fire department. That's how I see that one turning
out. For sure.
Out.
It's News Radio 92.3. We're going to get a quick break and get a update from WEAR. It's Gracie and Joe on Pensacola right now, right here on News Radio 92.3.